Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Metro Detroit is definitely the concert capital of the world. I'm not going to get a lot of response on this. Tell me the concert you would love to relive.
Ted Nugent, Chrysler Arena.
Cat Scratch Fever. All right, thank you. Tell me the concert you would love to relive.
Something from the 80s. I know this can't happen, but Prince, The Time, and Vanity 6.
Oh, wow. Was that at the Fox?
No. It was either Cobo or Joe Louis. I can't remember.
Okay. I remember broadcasting live from the Prince concert at the Fox. Wow. Vanity 6. Yeah, that's amazing. I love that. You're on.
I would love to relive the Parliament Funkadelic at the Olympia. That was the Flashlight concert. And
Flashlight.
It was
oh, my gosh. George Clinton, who lives in Irish Hills.
Yeah.
Relive your youth.
It was ELO and Bob Seger together.
At Cobo.
Yes.
Beautiful. Love that one. Thank you. And the concert you would love to relive, your dream concert.
Prince, The Time, and Vanity 6 at Masonic Temple.
Yeah, what show that day?
And I saw him at the Midnight Show. They played two shows, front row center. Amazing.
Love that. Oh, my gosh. Okay, that's already a dream concert I wish I attended. All right, thank you. The concert you would love to relive. Go for it.
Oh, Elvis Presley, New Year's Eve at the Silver Dome.
Well, thank you. How about you?
Bo, you always make me think when I'm driving in the car. So I've got two of them for you. I'm going to take you way back.
Okay.
I saw Bob Seger in The Last Herd at Plymouth High School circa 67 or 68.
Whoa.
I knew that was going to be a one of a kind. I'd never see him like that again.
Plymouth High School.
The other one that rivals it is Janis Joplin.
At the Grandy Ballroom.
And she was outstanding.
Probably her last show here also. All right. I want more. Tell me that concert you would love to relive.
Yeah, 1977, Pontiac Silverdome.
Frampton.
Eddie Money opened up, followed by Steve Miller, and closed by Peter Frampton.
Comes alive. All right.
Comes alive.
But the sound was kind of whack.
Oh, a little bit at the time, but that's, you know, when he makes his guitar talks, you talk about having a great time.
Oh, yeah. Every event at the Silverdome was always a party. Of course, you probably would get some beer thrown on you.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
It's your time.
Okay. 1973.
Another Seeger.
At a little bar at the corner of Wayne Road and Michigan Avenue.
Rock and Roll Farm.
Seeger was acoustic there.
Yep. Amazing.
And that's all real.
Yeah. And it's not always the biggest venue.
Yes, I'd like to see Alice Cooper, Welcome to My Nightmare.
At which venue?
At the Cobo Hall.
You know, yeah. I got to tell you, Alice Cooper is one of my favorite concerts ever. He used that shredded screen back in the day, and you would see him coming out of a grave and disappear on the screen, and he'd pop through that shredded screen or whatever.
Absolutely. You'd be sitting on the edge of your seat waiting for the next thing to happen. It was incredible.
He would play with snakes, guillotine, and whatever. Then he would walk back to the shredded screen, slide through it, perfect timing, and then appear on the video screen, morphing into some sort of weird character.
Absolutely. It was an incredible concert.
Great concert. Thank you very much. You just put mine out there. Put yours on the air.
Hey, man. It's Johnny from the Pier. How about The Who with Blackfoot, 1979, Pontiac Silverdome?
Blackfoot.
Oh, yeah. Blackfoot. They were scorching.
Yeah, and a few other things were scorching at that show. How about you?
It would be the Bob Seger concert that I saw on Belle Isle where I lost my virginity in a sleeping bag.
On Belle Isle.
On Belle Isle. And the only reason I wanted to go back there is I want to find out the girl's name. That is the only thing that's been bugging me for the last 40 years.
Well, with this on the air and on social media with a podcast, maybe she will contact me and I'll hook her up with a sleeping bag man.
There it is. Thank you. You're a matchmaker.
We'll leave it at that.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.